Today is a special day in the Catholic Church because the bishops of England and Wales have declared it a day of prayer for the whole of the Middle East. Now, that was decided at a recent plenary meeting up in Leeds. And today's the day. It's the 4th of December, which also happens to be the feast day of St. John of Damascene, or Damascus. Now, to talk a little bit about this and put things in context for us, I'm delighted to say we're joined by Dr. Harry Hagopian, the Bishop's consultant on the Middle East North Africa region. And we have a new day in our calendar to recognise the people of the Middle East, their struggles, their joys, and to pray for them, Harry.
Yes, absolutely, James. It is a special day because it is a day of prayer for all the peoples of the Middle East and North Africa. And it is very good, very wise, very helpful for all the bishops to mark this day as a day where we think of those people, where we think of the violence that is affecting that region, and where we hope for peace. And it is very interesting that the bishops chose the 4th of December, which is the feast of St. John of Damascene, as that particular day, because St. John, you said, of Damascus, was from Syria, from Damascus, and he lived in the whole region. He lived in Syria, then he lived as a monk in Marsaba near Jerusalem. He is somebody who worked and lived under Islam most of his life. He lived a long life, by the way. And one of the things he was very famous for is his veneration of holy images. He was the antipode of the iconoclasts of the time, in the sense that he found beauty in those images. And it's interesting because as we were getting ready for this short podcast and I was thinking of St. John of Damascene, I immediately thought of Dostoevsky, the famous Russian novelist, who said once that the world would be saved by beauty. And in a sense, that is what St. John of Damascene thought. He was enraptured by holy beauty, and the icons, the images, basically lifted him up, and he defended them and their impact in our lives.
Now, we're talking about all the people of the Middle East. There are Christians, there are Arab Christians, but it's a time of turmoil, and you and I have talked on many occasions about that. The bishops themselves, when encouraging the Catholic community to pray on this day, talk about Gaza. They talk about Syria, of course. There are many other things that we could talk about and no doubt will. But what are we praying for, Harry, constructively?
Well, I suppose that is the question that is eternally asked. Every time there is a call for prayer or a priest says, let us pray, the question that immediately comes to mind is, fine, so what? Do we go and do three Our Father and two Hail Marys and think that that's our bit, we're done? Or does prayer mean more? To me, I think, as a layperson, prayer is much more powerful than that. Yes, of course, it's a moment of meditation, it's a moment of contemplation, it's a moment of transcendence, but it is also a moment when you actually act, you become proactive. And in a sense, action and prayer come together very much hand in hand. We propose, therefore God disposes, is one of my most favorite little maxims. If we do not propose, if we do not act through our prayers, then God is not going to help us realize those prayers that we are saying. And in a sense, St. John of Damascene gave a classic definition of prayer when he said that prayer is the raising of one's mind and heart to God, or the requesting of good things from God. And that's basically what we're doing. But in order to do it, we have to pray, but we also have to act. So the action bit, which is to speak out against violence, to speak out against injustice, to be very much at the forefront of what is happening in the region for Christians and non-Christians alike, is, I think, what is required of us as Christians or as merely people of faith or even of no faith, because there is always this overlap between the ethical and moral and the religious.
That's why we pray. Now, tell me a little bit about, you talk about action and being proactive. We have a prayer on our website, catholicnews.org.uk, that we've taken from the Roman Missal. But Harry, I kind of challenged you as well to have a look around for a prayer that might encapsulate culturally the feeling of the Middle East.
Yes, I thought about that actually, James. And yes, I thought, if we're going to have this day where all the Catholic dioceses and parishes across the whole of England and Wales are going to remember, hopefully at one moment or another during the day, those people in the Middle East and North Africa who are suffering from the violence, from lack of peace, from lack of harmony, people in Syria, you mentioned, people in Israel-Palestine, but certainly people in Egypt, certainly people in Iraq, certainly people in Libya, certainly people in Tunisia. I mean, there are many, many countries in the Middle East and North Africa that are riven with conflict at the moment. Most of these people speak Arabic. So, in a sense, I thought, why don't we choose a prayer for peace in Arabic? And that reminded me, if I may digress for just one second, again, one of those sun sashes that I receive every day from a priest in Glendale, California, an Armenian Orthodox priest. It's a little bit like a pause for thought. One of the sun sashes he sent me was a quotation from Mother Teresa. And it said, "I'm a little pencil in the hand of a writing God who is sending a love letter to the world." What a beautiful thought that is. And I hope what Mother Teresa said and was quoted in this sun sash could also be incorporated into this prayer that I will say for you now. Salaton min ajli salam. Qudni min al-mawti ila al-hayat. من الضلال إلى الحقيقة قدني من اليأس إلى الأمل من الخوف إلى الأمان قدني من الكراهية إلى الحب من الحرب إلى السلام ليملأ السلام قلوبنا عالمنا وكوننا سلام سلام سلام. This is the prayer, James. Arabic is a beautiful language. As you know, I speak many languages, and Arabic is one of those that I enjoy because it's a very difficult language, but it is a language that has a certain depth to its euphonic overtones. And when you talk in Arabic, you can stretch out the words almost meditatively in a way that you can't do, say, in French or Italian or English. So this was my prayer for peace for the whole Middle East, North Africa region.
And I'm going to challenge you to tell us what it is in English.
Well, it is a challenge, and I'll do my best to translate it, but I think we owe it to our listeners, because most of our listeners will not know what I just said. This beautiful prayer for peace says, God, lead me from death to life, from confusion to truth. Lead me from despair to hope, from fear to security. Lead me from hatred to love and from war to peace, so that peace fills our hearts, our world, our universe. And it ends with peace, 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 which I will now translate into Arabic, Hebrew, and English by saying salam, shalom, peace.
Amen.